Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Daf. Shir sponsored by Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph in the second part of the page starts speaking about the idea of Maisa Merkava and the Soida Satoyo. Who exactly can learn them? And the Gemara speaks about the Mishnah that says that you can't give it to anybody. Only Rosh Prokim Lechachol Mevi Midaitoy. The Gemara speaks about here that you can give Sizutoyo only to someone who has five different things, five different midos. And the Gemara brings a story of people that did not want to give over the Maisa Merkava. And here is very proper to speak about this idea called Nister, what's called Soida Satoyo. The Nefesh HaChaim already brings the question, what is a Soid? What's a secret? Something that I know, for me it's not a secret. Something that you know but I don't know, for me it's a secret, even if it's something very simple. So what is called Nister? What is called secrets? The Soida Satoyo. If I learned it, so it's not secret for me. And if I didn't learn it, so even I can be able to see, it's also a secret for me. So if Eshchaim says that we're talking about the two levels of Torah, there's the Pshat and there's what behind the Pshat. Ramosh Shapir says, I'll explain more based on Eshchaim continues later. That the Seidus HaTorah are talking about something that if someone is not at that level, he can't comprehend the Seid. It's not something which you don't know, but if I'll tell you, you'll know. It means that Seidus HaTorah, the deepest Seidus HaTorah, is something which a human being cannot comprehend b'chlal. Seidus that somebody has some kesher to, is because he is able in his mind to get to it. But it's not something that can be transferable b'dibur mamish. Even when a Rebbe teaches a Talmud Seidus HaTorah, he's only giving him Rosh HaProkin, or the way it's called by the Arizal, it's the Moshel, giving him a Moshel. And everybody who is in that level is able to connect to it. But a soid itself is not something which is shayach to dibur. It's higher than just a simple communication between one person to another. People that are in that level, they somehow can connect through these codes. If one who is not shayach to Sisi HaTorah is told Sisi HaTorah, so either he just won't understand what he's hearing, or he will understand it wrongly. But he won't be able to connect to that level which is beyond his comprehension. The Gemara is telling us that only someone who's chochon mevin midaito has a shaykhis to that. And this is really, Tzadik points it out on the Gemara later on with Beis, because the Gemara on with Beis says that Yeshaya and Yecheskel and Nevim, they both saw the same thing. But Yeshaya is kibin ir shiros amelech, and Yecheskel is kibin kfar shiros amelech. So Tzadik explains that the higher a person is, the more he understands what he sees, the more he connects it in a deeper level. Moshe Rabbeinu, who mamish saw the highest level, he didn't say anything. He doesn't describe anything. But the lower you see, and a person who's at a lower level, so what he sees becomes more talkative because he is not seeing so much. Yeshaya, who's an Eretz Yisrael and has a higher level, he's seeing like a ben ear, which is mamish, he's understanding what's going on over here with the king. The Yecheskel, which is outside in Chutz Loretz and is a low level in Yeshayahu, so even though he's seeing the same thing, but what he grasps in it, it's something he can talk about it much more. He is much more descriptive about Maisa Merkava, because he doesn't really understand the Maisa Merkava like a ben ear. He understands like a ben kfar from the outside. The more you talk about it, the less it's the thing itself. That's the Yisoid. Soidei Satoiro are secrets because they're secrets be'etzim. Not because one doesn't know about them, but because one is not able to comprehend them. Anyone who wants to join Shomar Shove, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.